You're listening to SBS News. New South Wales Premier Gladys Berejiklian remains frustrated with her counterpart in Queensland over the Queensland-New South Wales border closure. Queensland is refusing to open up completely to its southern neighbour until it can go 28 days without a case of community transmission. New South Wales went almost 2 weeks without a locally acquired case until 3 cases were detected overnight. Premier Berejiklian says the detection of the community cases reinforces her belief the virus will always be lurking among people until the pandemic is over.
Our suspicions that the virus is always lurking in the community are founded. So we really need people to come forward and get tested with symptoms. And obviously health is now busily working with those 3 positive tests to make sure that we have contacted their direct contacts and anybody else that may have been exposed.
Queensland Premier Anastasia Palaszczuk has told the ABC the 28-day benchmark is based on advice by Australia's decision-making body for health emergencies.
This was actually the advice that my understanding is that the Australian Health AHPPC had actually given the federal government, and it was not followed through by National Cabinet. It never came to National Cabinet. So I'm not being inconsistent with what all the health officers actually agreed on.
A frustrated Gladys Berejiklian had this message for her counterpart in Queensland.
I will put to you that until the end of the pandemic, it's highly unlikely, highly improbable that New South Wales will ever get to 28 days of no community transmission, because that is not how a pandemic works. Queensland and WA have the luxury of closing their borders, and so they have a higher chance of having zero to few community transmission cases. But in New South Wales, where we have an open economy, where people are getting about their business, where we're hosting major events, we absolutely need the community to be vigilant, but we also have to accept that there's always that element of risk, and there's always that element of risk that we need to manage.
Treasurer Josh Frydenberg says the sooner the borders can reopen safely, the better.
Closed borders cost jobs. So the quicker those borders are open in a COVID-safe way, the better. Not just for those local communities in those particular states, but across the country. Queensland has a very dynamic and large tourism sector, and that tourism sector is being hurt by those border restrictions.
Queensland is not going it alone with the 28-day requirement. On Saturday, New Zealand's Prime Minister Jacinda Ardern made it clear her country would not open up to quarantine-free travel until Australia or specific states and territories can record 28 days without community cases. In Victoria, the health authorities are trying to contain an outbreak that started at a butcher shop at Melbourne's Chadstone Shopping Centre. It's now grown to 31 cases and has seen people infected in both suburban areas as well as regional towns such as Kilmore and Benalla. Jerome Weimar is in charge of coronavirus testing at the Department of Health and Human Services. He says an extensive testing program has been set up in Kilmore, and he wants anyone who visited Chadstone in the past 10 days to get tested if they experience even the slightest of symptoms.
We continue to test at Chadstone for the coming days. And my message remains for people who are working at Chadstone, for people who have shopped or been at Chadstone in the last 10 days. If you have any symptoms, no matter how slight, you should come forward and get tested. You can get tested at Chadstone or get tested nearest to where you currently are.
Melbourne's 14-day rolling average has fallen to 9.9 new cases, which is still above the benchmark required for a further easing of restrictions. But Premier Daniel Andrews says the latest numbers are encouraging.
We shouldn't lose sight of the fact that we're under 10 for the first time. We've got 206 active cases. We're reporting 6 new cases today, 4 of which are linked to known outbreaks, 2 of which we should close them out, hopefully very, very quickly. Public health team are onto that now.
More than 27,000 Australians have contracted COVID-19, and there have been at least 895 deaths, with the overwhelming majority of the fatalities in Victoria, where coronavirus spread through the community because of Melbourne's hotel quarantine failures. And you can keep up to date on the coronavirus in your language at sbs.com.au/coronavirus. Greg Dyatt, SBS News.